An air carrier from the Rocky Mountains is bringing new routes to Albany International Airport. Frontier Airlines announced the addition of nonstop flights from Albany International Airport to Denver International Airport and Orlando International Airport on Tuesday. Seth Neuschwander is Frontier's Director of Commercial Planning and Revenue Analysis.
The high fares in the Albany region kind of really led us to think, you know, this is a place where Frontier can do the most good with its ultra-low-cost model, bringing low fares to the community, allowing more people to fly and fly more often.
Service will begin this fall. Denver-based Frontier is offering a special introductory one-way fare of $44.
The $44 fare is available for the next 2 days. It's subject to certain terms and conditions that you can find on our website. Our schedule currently goes out through November 14.
There will be two flights on Monday and Friday to Denver starting September 17th, increasing to three flights a week on October 2nd, becoming a Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday service. Albany Airport CEO John O'Donnell.
The other airlines will need to compete, and what we'll see is a reduction in fares. If you're going west, you'll see quite a reduction in fares, not only to Denver, but Denver and beyond. And if you're going to Florida, you'll also see a reduction in fares, not only in Orlando, but the surrounding market, because they'll draw people. They'll draw people into this airport with their low fares, and then at the other end, people will be willing to drive just to, especially with a family or many business partners traveling together. They'll utilize this airline to save the cumulative costs.
O'Donnell notes planes departing from Albany are mostly full, with one-third of all passengers heading to Florida. Neuschwander says the growing airline has 200 new planes on order and an eye on adding additional flights and airports.
Well, we just started Syracuse service earlier this year to great success, and I think Albany is just another stepping stone, and we're looking to expand our presence all throughout the U.S.
Frontier currently serves more than 80 cities in the United States, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.